علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the topic of the Charter of Islamic Governance, and we are taking inspiration from the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. And we are going through a few of the sermons of Imam Ali alayhi salam, whereby we are extracting those tenets and those principles and those lessons that will kind of make us understand the dimensions of Islamic governance and Islamic and Islamic civilization and the growth of Islamic civilization. And we are presently discussing one of the sermons of Imam Ali alayhi salam, one of the sermons of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha, which is the sermon number 87. And we are discussing right now about what were those, the situation of the communities before Islam, to give us an idea about what Islam did to the communities there. One of them is that wa'atizamin min al-fitan. That means those communities were being engulfed, were being surrounded by trials and tests that were guided and that were aimed purposefully towards these communities.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Now, one of those things that these communities faced was guided directed, purposeful tests and tribulations that were brought about by people around them. وَعَتِزَامٍ مِنَ الْفِتَنِ. And fitan, tribulations or trials, in this context, refer to those things, those issues that remove a person from their right track, from the right direction. And that is why, if you notice the communities that were there around the Holy Prophet ﷺ's arrival, those communities were really being misguided by their leaders. They were taken away from that right track. They were caused to engross in fake forms of worship and destructive ways of living and unfortunate ways of enjoyment. So, for example, communities were caused to indulge in making poetry, writing poetry that had no real sense and no real meaning, sometimes profane and unfortunately dirty poetry that had very ugly meanings were being, promoted at that time, which just increased the desires of people, all different types of desires, the sexual desire and other desires were being propagated by those cultures, especially in the Arab culture. Unfortunately, this was one of those things that was happening. Another thing was music and dancing and, these forms of entertainment. Another thing that was being propagated by the leaders of that time was just drunkenness and, getting involved in, different forms of amusement of the mind through drugs, through alcohol and different things that we see even today happening in our times. So this was there in those days, and this is recorded in history. This is recorded in different books that show our narrations. And of course, this is something that was part of the culture that was actually being promoted by the leaders.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
Now, this culture of false and wrong forms of entertainment was something that was there in those times. And it is documented, as I said, in history. This was one of those ways, this was one of those fitnas, as we say, one of those trials that were aimed at the people. That's why the word says wa'tizamin min al-fitan. That means they were aimed at, they were purposefully made so that people become misguided and do not identify themselves, their position, their status. One of them, for example, is, you must have heard about the gladiators of Rome, the whole idea of being a gladiator, right? This is something that was happening in those days. And if you just search history and see what was happening, they would propagate this. They would call people as, the heroes and the wrestlers, and call thousands of people to come in the Colosseums to come and watch them. And you can see the effects that are there today, some of those architecture, you can see it till today, where these people were invited and they would get entertained. And what was their entertainment? For example, one of their entertainment was that they would bring a bull inside the arena and a person would have to fight that bull and, hurt it and kill it, or sometimes the bull would kill that person. This was the type of entertainment that people were encouraged to do. Or even killing one another. They would choose one wrestler or one warrior, and they would call other people to come inside, and that warrior had to defend his life by killing other warriors. And that is what life's value was in those areas. This is the Roman Empire. The Roman Empire that was proud of its grandeur and its position in the society. But look at the level that they had stooped and the types of entertainment that they had. Anyway, this is what Imam Ali alayhi salam is saying, that at that time there were those fitnas that were causing purposely to deviate people. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Rome, on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيد فاز من ولاه هو بالكتاب مسدد والنور معناه باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من ناداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال منه هو في الشدائد. مجيد والفضل يمنى هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه.